And welcome back to the Sign Green Show. I'm Sign Green. Make sure you go to the Sign Green Show page.com. Make sure you go to the Facebook page. Make sure you go to the YouTube page. Every last interview is up. I want to bring in Eric Davis. He's a good friend of the show, managing editor at movies.com, contributing editor at fandango.com. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
So, all right. You were telling me off the air that you were going to Fantastic Fest. To all my listeners out there, can you let everybody know what Fantastic Fest is about?
Fantastic Fest is like, I think it's the coolest genre film festival in the country. It all takes place at the Alamo Draft House Cinema in Austin, Texas. This is one of those movie theaters where you can eat, and you can eat food, and you can order food, and it's a really good time. And it's all big genre movies, so sci-fi, horror. They do a lot of really cool international genre movies, too. So a lot of crazy movies, like the opening night film is Kevin Smith's Tusk, which also arrives in theaters this weekend. Also, they're doing the new movie by Keanu Reeves called John Wick, which I heard very good things about. You know, a bunch of horror movies, ABCs of Death 2, VHS Viral 2, all those kinds of things. And it's a really good time, and they have crazy parties, and they do a lot of themed giveaways to go with these movies. So if you're like a horror or a sci-fi junkie, you have to put this on your bucket list because it is one of the coolest film festivals that you can go to.
Yeah, as I'm looking at the rundown now, ABC's a death. Oh, my God. I definitely want to check that out. So, man, I wish I could make it there, but I know I'll end up talking to you next week, and you can let me know all the good and bad things about Fantastic Fest.
I will.
Oh, yeah. So this week, what do we have coming out?
Well, you got a bunch this week. We could start with Tusk, since I just mentioned it. Kevin Smith, who did Clerks, known for some of his comedies, is now kind of doing a couple of horror movies. This is one of them. It's a really weird movie about this podcaster guy who gets taken hostage by this old eccentric man who wants to turn him into a walrus. Yeah, like a real walrus.
Oh, wow.
It's a freaky movie. So you got to be into the freaky kind of horror movies. If you like Kevin Smith, if you're familiar with him, and you like freaky horror movies, that's in your cup of tea. It's only in 600 theaters, so go over to Fandango, see if it's playing by you. Also, A Walk Among the Tombstones, Liam Neeson, sort of like Taken. You know, Liam Neeson became a big adult action star with the movie Taken. This feels a lot like it. If you even watch the trailer, it looks a lot like Taken. If you're a fan of Liam Neeson kind of kicking some bad guy butt, that's your choice this weekend.
Yeah, I'm a big Liam Neeson fan. It's like I can sit there and watch anything with Liam Neeson in, I'm watching it. I don't care what it is, so I'm definitely going to check that out. Also, what about The Maze Runner? What's the deal with this movie?
Yeah, that's a big YA movie, so it's a young adult adaptation. Young adult adaptations include The Hunger Games. We just had one. The Maze Runner Ender's Game was last year. So yeah, The Maze Runner is sort of like one of those kinds of movies where a bunch of kids are trapped somewhere in the middle of the forest, and there's this maze full of monsters that they have to navigate their way through in order to gain their freedom. Sort of like that, dystopian, post-apocalyptic, that kind of vibe going on. And it's pretty cool. It's a good precursor to The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1, which comes out in November. That just released a new trailer. That looks really awesome, too. So you can kind of get your Hunger Games, your appetite going by seeing The Maze Runner, especially if you read the book, you'll like it.
Yeah, and I was also reading about that. There are going to be sequels to this film, so I'm really interested in seeing that. Also, I want to talk about The Guest, because I know this is like a limited release film, but wow, the previews I've seen to this movie were great. What do you think of this movie?
It's good. I've seen it. It's really, really good, especially if you like 80s action movies. It's got like a real like throwback vibe to films like The Terminator and stuff like that. That's what it feels like. If you saw the horror movie Your Next, that was all took place in that one house, the same guys that made Your Next, which I thought was a really fun horror movie, made The Guest. And The Guest isn't so much of a horror movie. It's like a sci-fi coming of age. All of these, like all of the awesome 80s movies that you watch,
Yes. Picture
all of them in one movie, and that's The Guest. It's a really cool film. So if it's playing by you and you're looking for something a little different this weekend, I implore you, take a chance on The Guest. I think you'll really like it.
All right, great. And there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com, contributing editor at fandango.com. You can also check him out on Twitter. It's @EricDavis. Make sure you check out out movies.com, too. He has a nice article about the funny Breaking Bad Easter eggs in Godzilla. So make sure you check all that stuff out. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man. Talk soon.
All right, we'll be back right after this.